This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Firmly believing in giving credit where credit is due, we saw an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day we pretty much had to follow up on about a facet of our daily lives, especially for those who live in cities that honestly most of us probably don't give much thought to, the humble elevator and how it gets us where we're going. Teresa Christie does elevatoring, and yes, that is the technical term, at the Otis Elevator Company. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So listen, how come my elevator always takes so long to come?
Probably because you're an impatient person.
Well, no. Okay, but that aside, right? I mean, I'm not the only one out there who thinks that.
That's right. Actually, that's the thing that we concentrate on the most. What we're doing is trying to find a balance between how long the individual riders wait and how many elevators we actually have to put in the building. If you think about it from the building owner's point of view, he wants as few elevators in his building as possible because elevators use up core space. And if he's got core space being used, he can't rent it. Meanwhile, the riding public would like as many as possible because the more elevators, the faster you're going to get one.
So is there a magic number that you guys have for how long people are willing to wait before they really start tapping their toes and checking their watches?
Yeah, there's a magic number, and it's 20 seconds for major office buildings. It's a little longer in a residential building, but we tend to use the 20-second average, and that's a number that's been used for over 50 years in the industry.
Can you not, if you wanted to speed up service and make our wait times less, could you not just make the elevators go faster?
Actually, no, because what happens is elevators stop along the way. So if you think about the fact that maybe you have 10 floors and, you know, if 10 people get into the elevator, they may press 8 different buttons, meaning it's going to make 8 stops along the way. So by the time the elevator accelerates, it doesn't always get up to full speed because then it's time for it to decelerate into its stop. So even putting the speed higher doesn't mean you're actually going to reach that higher speed when the elevator moves.
All right. Let me ask you a practical question. If I am on the 19th floor, let's say, and I want to go down to the lobby and there's an elevator coming down from, you know, 35 or whatever it is, and there's like 6 people on it already and it's already made a bunch of stops, is the thing that you would do would be to make that elevator stop for me and continue on its merry way? Or do I have to wait for somebody else since those guys have already stopped 3 or 4 times?
It really depends. If the amount of time that those people have that are in the car have already waited and then spent in the car is beyond a certain threshold, then you're probably going to have to wait for a new car. But we're going to also look at your threshold. If you've been waiting a long time, we're going to use some mathematics called fuzzy logic. We're going to balance out.
Somehow it doesn't surprise me.
Oh, there's a lot of math in it, believe it or not. It's one of the reasons I love it. And we're going to try and figure out which is the best car.
This is, and I say this not to be pejorative at all, but this is the quintessential time is money debate, right? Because the time you spend sitting around waiting for an elevator and riding in an elevator is fundamentally wasted time.
Well, that's true.
But I said it not to be a bad guy. Right?
No. Well, the thing is, I guess, is you know, what you're doing with that time. I mean, there's an urban legend that I really can't verify is true that says that if people are complaining about waiting for the elevators, put mirrors in the hallways. Because once they're looking at themselves and adjusting, you know, their tie or combing their hair a little bit with their fingers.
Time,
right. They're not thinking about the fact that the elevator is a little long in coming. So I've never used that tactic, but I read about it.
Teresa Christie is an Otis Fellow at the Otis Elevator Company. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.